Question 17. When people cut back on carbohydrates, or processed foods, or whatever, they usually end up consuming fewer calories, even when they're not trying to restrict their calorie intake. For example, a study found that people who followed a strict low-carb diet but were otherwise allowed to eat as much as they wanted ended up reducing their calorie intake by about the same amount as people who were consciously restricting their calories. There are a couple of things going on here. First, when people have a limited variety of foods to choose from, they tend to eat less than they do when presented with a lot of options. Secondly, when people avoid carbohydrates, they generally increase their intake of protein and fat. Because these nutrients are digested more slowly than carbohydrates, meals that are higher in protein and fat tend to keep you satisfied longer than meals that are high in carbohydrates. As a result, people who cut back on carbs often report that they aren't as hungry between meals and may snack less.